Mr. Secretary, I feel like I need to switch gears and go off topic for one last question for you.
Sure.
Earlier this week, you were in Madison at the World Dairy Expo and made yourself available to the press, which you do all the time, which is awesome.
Right. Yeah.
You made some comments about the efficiencies in the dairy industry and business in general, and at least one media outlet turned it into a get big or get out statement by USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue. That did not set well with many farmers, and especially a group of cattlemen that were meeting over in Omaha. What do you want to say to those that believe that you delivered a get big or get out message?
I think what I would ask them to do is go back and look at the whole transcript of the remarks. In fact, the dairyman who was moderating that event asked if he could send out an op-ed to the Wisconsin media, and we'd welcome him to do that. But this was after my remarks there, a reporter, one of those reporters that already had their story written, he phrased the question in a way that get the quote to get the answer he wanted. What I was expressing during that period of time, that every farmer knows, there's been consolidation, and whereby my dad put two kids through college on 318 acres in middle Georgia. That's difficult to do these days. We know that, and the economy of scale with the capital investment there, that was the point that was being made. It was not a get big or get out kind of mandate. It was just the reality that it is tough to make it in the dairy business milking 40 or 50 cows these days unless you just have a heart for dairy. And by golly, bless your heart if you do. I want to encourage those people who do that. But this is not the message it took away, and other people picking up this story was not a admonition for me to get big or big out, get big or get out, because as we know, in the capitalistic American economy, we see consolidation in a lot of industries, and people know it, whether we like to recognize it or not. We know that is occurring in agriculture. While we've seen a lot of people go out in the dairy business, what you also know is that most of those cows have been bought by neighbors who get bigger herds. In that
change
way.
That address.
And the same way with land and crop production. The neighbors, that's the reason we've not seen land values go down, because farmers are still optimistic for a better day, and you've got other farmers buying this crop land and continuing to produce very productively across the United States. So the message that's been trying to be portrayed, and me telling people that and others sort of pick it up, is nothing more than political tampering with a message and trying to make me and this administration look like we're not compassionate to the economic issues that are out there. That's absolutely wrong. If you look at my whole content, the context of my statements that day, you'll understand the empathy that I have for making it today, especially in the dairy business. Over the last 4 to 5 years, and the former farm bill has been tough. It's been really tough, but the good news is, under this administration, this farm bill, dairymen, I think, for the first time in a few years, have a real optimism about going forward, what can happen with their risk management. So these smaller herds have a better shot now than they had the last 5 years.